Yes, and then the third way, we are considering.
I don't mean to put any of you asleep. If you want to, if you want to have the pleasure, if you want to go to sleep, but just make sure to say Krishna Shalameta first. So one of the things that Bilam pointed out last week when he wanted to, he found all the different aspects to Chapter Kali. So one of them was Krishna Shalameta. He picked on Krishna Shalameta. So he taught us quite a lot of things. Lavan also taught us quite a lot of things. The importance of Krishna Shalameta. So before we go into the shadow of Krishna Shalameta, Victor Miller, he writes, he brings up a few times, he writes that he says that sleep, a person needs to know that sleep is something extremely important. And he says if a person, let's say, is unwell, he doesn't have koyach, he should sleep as much as he needs to sleep. So because sleep is something that the body needs. The body must, a person cannot function without sleep. Where did we get this from? Sleep is mamash atkele karecha. Sleep is a geshmak hazach, yeah. But that's important. It's so important. The person should take it so seriously. So today, there's a medrash rabba, believe it or not. There's a medrash rabba, no more, no less. The medrash is azoy. V'hinei toiv moid. The Baruch Hashem said that, v'yayat kashos v'hinei toiv moid. Says the medrash, toiv moid zushina. Toiv moid is including sleep. It's referring to sleep. Now sleep is something, a good thing. It's a good thing. It's not only a good thing, it's an extremely good thing for the person's body. Shina. It's a chazal. Chazal say that shina is a, not to take it lightly. I need to sleep, otherwise I won't function tomorrow. But shina is an important aspect in a person's health. The person is all different sorts of health. Shina is an important aspect of a person to be able to continue functioning normally. Shina is not just a push the...
It's yesterday, but me at shina.
So. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sleep.
Yeah. So no, very good. Mir shina. Shina is dead important. Shina dead important. Don't take it. Don't just sleep stam. Don't just sleep. But if a person's goof needs the shina, then give the shina. You have to give it shina. Otherwise, that way it won't work. But the medrash carries on. This shina. What's the whole mile of shina? So the medrash says, "Mitoich shadam yoshin kima." After a person can sleep a small amount, who aimed the yoga b'toyer harbe. So it means the medrash has really come to say something else of it. The medrash is bringing out that sleep of a person, even if you just have sometimes a person flies, he chaps just a 10-minute drimmel. He mamash and he has a good shluch just for 20 minutes, even half an hour. It gives him koichas to continue on for hours. Not just he slept for half an hour, he's gone a koich for half an hour. No, he slept for half an hour, the whole day he continues on. So just something a kuda. How shina is an important point and an important aspect for our body. So the shayla is that it's just one. I'm just going to bring out one akuda, one shayla in Krishma Shalamita. And as we know like this, in Krishma Shalamita, everybody knows we say the bracha, brick some apple. Right? There's a bracha, brick some apple before you go to sleep. There's a whole shayla what exactly the bracha is, and I'm not going to go into this, into brick some apple now. But besides brick some apple, there's also a din that we have to say Krishma. We have to say Krishma Shalamita. This is what Bilam was referring to. He wasn't referring to apple. We have to say Krishma. So now the shayla is, what is the sibba? What's the point of this Krishma? Why would Chazal masakan to say Krishma before we go to sleep? Why would Chazal masakan? So I just want to bring out maybe there's four reasons behind this Krishma Shalamita. There's four reasons. So the first thing is Dava Pasha, person David Marav early. Person David Marav early, so he has to sling Krishma again. About to sling Krishma again after Nacht. So the shayla is, can he be yoytza with Krishna Shalamita? And the Mishabura seems to be taking on that a person can ikra din, you can be yoytza with Krishna Shalamita. You don't have to say it twice, once for Krishna and once for Krishna Shalamita, ikra din. Mishabura himself doesn't really like it though. Mishabura, not in Hilchus Krishna Shalamita, early on, he says, a person should not do it. Why? Because when a person normally he's saying Krishna Shalamita, he's normally in a different mode. His mind's in a different mode. His body's ready in a different mode. He's ready in the mode of falling to sleep. So he does not machavim properly. So the ketchila, a person should say Krishma first, downstairs, still whatever, not ready for bed yet. Say Krishma, and then after, again Krishma Shalamita. So that's the ketchila. So what's the sibba why I have to say Krishma Shalamita? So it seems that there's two, maybe even three reasons. And I'll just first say them all out, and then we'll go through bit by bit. So the first reason is that a person should sleep mitoich divrei Torah. And Chazal chose Krishma. for whatever reason, they decided we'll use Krishna. Like when the Gemara says in Menachos that even if a person never managed to learn all day long, he was too busy, or he's amaretz, he can't learn, or if he's not, but he's too busy, so he should be, he can rely. This is something that the Gemara says not to teach amaretz in Salacha, but we all know it, that you can rely but the b'di'eved on Krishna. Krishna shachis v'avis, because Krishna has gone element of the b'tir. So many Chazal chose Krishna, they picked out this parasha dafka in order you should see mitoch the b'tir. Alright, that's one point, one reason. There's another reason, it's because of Shmira. That the person says Krishna in order, the Gemara we're going to see soon, in order to, for Shmira min amazikim. The person, before he goes to sleep, there's mazikim in the world, and who knows what he can do to you, but to the person, Samela, we say Krishna, and that's what Bilam Taka mentioned, that's Taka what Bilam meant, Shmira min amazikim. And there might even be a third reason, and that is that Alpid Arizal is in a, there's a sibah, the Alpid Arizal, the Smadim and the Chasidim, this is popular by them, that there's an Indian to say Krishna 4 times a day. To say 4 times, every reason, Alpi Kabbalah, a person should say 4 times. Once Krishna Shachris Arvis, and then again, he should say Krishna and Shachris before Hoidu, Noilam, Noilam, the other Yashamayim, straight off there. Another Krishna, Alpi Arizal, and then the fourth one was the Shalamitta. There's a reason. So that the Zuchir and Fida Arizal, all four parashas, yeah. All three parashas, sorry. Yeah. Alpi Arizal, right? So, and that is the Chayyad Din of Kriya. So in other words, just from bringing out that the Vav to say Krishna Pashat in order to sleep, Metech Dibre Torah, then it's a Din of learning. But the Kunda Rizal is a Din of Kriya, the Din of Krishna, to say Krishna forever Siva. So now, where I'm going to start off like this. The Mechaber writes, in Simon Rish Lamites, Mechaber writes like this, Kaira Amitosoi Parashu Shoina Shal Shema. All needs to say the Kol Mechaber Meikad, you have to say in the Parashah Rishayna. U'mavarech, and then Hamapel. Then you say a bracha of Hamapel Chevel Rishayna Aleinu. Okay, and then so in other words, I'm going to a different point now. The Mechaber says first say Krishma, and then Hamapel. First Krishma, and then Hamapel. So here the Magen Avraham, he brings out a point of here, and he brings out a kuda from this idea, this halacha of the order first Krishma, and then Hamapel. He brings a right at this. And others, and I'll go back. I'll go to the background. Mangavram brings there's a few Gemaras. The Gemara in Brachas Davdala. The Gemara says there. Most Amir B'shul Melevi. Avo Pishakardom Krishma B'risakneses. Mitzvah LeKroisal Mitosoy. There's a mitzvah to repeat and to say again before you go to sleep. Amir B'yosi Ma'akro. Rigz Val Techto Imru Mevavchem Al Mishkavchem V'doy Musela. So we say like this. Rigz Val Techto Imru Mevavchem Al Mishkavchem Imru Mevavchem is the parsha of Adavavcha, and then. When you go to sleep, and then the person goes to sleep just before he goes to sleep. So in other words, there's a remez, and it's possible that a person should say Krishna before he goes to sleep. Okay, so it seems it's a din to say Krishna before you go to sleep. And then the Gemara Amud Beis says this. The Gemara says another Gemara, no shaykhs to the earlier Gemara. Oh, maybe it's called. As if he's got a sword, both sides are sharp. My mashma, the Gemara says, how do you know it's referring to this? The Gemara says, because it says, so we see this pasuk of Echer Pifiois is connected to Iranian Amishkavois, some before you go to sleep. And then the Gemara goes further. The person says Krishna, the bezikin run away from him, are frightened from him. So here the Muslim is saying another nakuda. There's a din of saying it, and if a person says it, then he's got the koyach to get rid of the mazikim around him. Now the Gemara before, the Gemara says that a person should say Krishna, the Gemara doesn't say anything about mazikim. The Gemara just says mitzvah, the Krishna, because we dash from a pasuk, there's a mitzvah to repeat Krishna. So the Chari has two, some Rambam brings out, there's two, the Chari see from the Gemara, there's two, these two ideas. Two ideas, both ideas are true. There's a mitzvah to say Krishna, because that's what Chazal said we need to do. What is it going to do? What is it going to cause? What's the benefit? That's what Chazal's takana. But there's also a benefit that you're going to get rid of mazikim from around you. Right? And the Gemara says in the earlier Gemara, when a person has to say Shema, the Gemara says, "Vim tamad chacham hu, ein tzarech." But if you're tamad chacham, you don't have to. So Rashi says there, why not? Rashi says that because you're anyway learning. So what do you need to? Why are we asking you to dafka learn Krishna? You're learning anyway. So you're anyway learning. Says Rashi. Shiragul b'mishnasta ilachz al gersase tamin. Da yibikach. You're anyway learning. So what do you need to learn dafka Krishna? So, well, what about the Gemara later? The Gemara says there that it's a zguna. Besides the fact that we want you to go to sleep from learning, through learning, but there's a zgula that Krishna has got this zgula. So Pasha Pshat is that you've got this zgula of Krishna, but according to this, if the mitzvah of Krishna is to learn, and learning, by learning Torah, you're going to have this zgula of getting rid of Mazika. So if you're Talmud Chachamim, you're anyway learning Torah, so that Torah that you're going to learn, the whatever you're learning in Shosh HaNogach, that Torah will get rid of the Mazika. Right? Yeah, is it clear? So it means it seems that both elements are true. First, the Yesod is because the Chazal wants us to fall asleep. In our head should be swimming and learning, not in Shtosim. Chazal wants us to think of learning, think of learning. So Chazal set a rule the way he's learning with Krishna. Right? And that's also got another benefit. And a Talmud Chacham who's anyway learning, he doesn't need this takana, so he's learning anyway. And he's also got the benefit of Mazikim. So it's fine, he doesn't need to say Krishna. That's what comes out. It means it sounds like from Rashi, the reason why a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to do this is because he's anyway learning. So it's clear that Rashi learns the voice because he's the voice of Krishna that he's learning. Now, there's an interesting, very interesting, this is the first Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Shas. The Gemara says there that what happens if a person, Rashi, the Bemis Rashi, it's not a Gemara. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that a person has to say Krishma, Mishanir, Mishal, Shakuni, Mechosim, Echel, Bitrimosim. Says Rashi, and what happens if you daven Ma'ariv early? So, well, does this mean that you don't daven Ma'ariv early? Because the Mishnah says, no, you can daven Ma'ariv early. But then you've got to make sure you repeat Krishma. Says Rashi like this. Says Rashi, Leficha, Hakari, Kurdim, Lachin, Yotzer, Dechobosim. You're not Yotzer Krishma. Says Rashi, Uficha choyva leinu lekoresem shutechshok. You got to repeat. Says Rashi, will be kriyas parashu yishen eshadam koyal mitosto yotso. And the krishma that you're saying when you go to bed, the krishma, now the i.e. krishma shalamita, is good. You yotze with that as well. You yotze with your krishma shalamita to makai in the mitzvah of krishma shalamita. Right? In other words, you're killing. Yes, and then you have to make sure. So Mr. Bruce says, if that's the case, you have to make sure to say all three. Yeah. Then if you want to do this, you want to ask places on this. You've got a few kashas, but one of them is void. Doisa krishma samuch lemita. This krishma that we say before we go to sleep, you know, elo b'shvil amazikim. Kadama masamuch etamet chacham uein etzarech. You got it wrong. Says ask places on Rashi. What do you say that you can use the krishma shalamita to Makai the mitzvah of Kriyashma, you can, yeah, it's fine, because they're both Kriyas. But no, it's not true, it's Toysvas. The Kriyashma Shalamita is a different point, it's for Mazikim. It's not, you can't use such a Kriyashma, it's not Choshev enough, you're not Mechavah, it's not for that, you can't use such a, when you're using it for.
Sounds
like from Toysvas, not like Rashi, that Kriyashma Shalamita is a brand new idea, it's not Torah, but in Torah also, no, it's only one purpose, only in order to keep you away from Mazikim. I am Talmud Chacham. No, because Talmud Chacham anyway doesn't have Mazikim, because anyway learning, he's got a different plus on him. That he's anyway going to, anyway there's no Mazikim around him. So, but it's nothing, from the Torah that sounds clearly, it's nothing got to do with Torah. And it's interesting, the Gemara says that the person is not allowed to osel esrapes b'divrei Torah. A person is not allowed to use Torah in order to heal him. That's interesting Gemara, it's the Gemara in Shavuos. So the Rabbeinu Yonah asks, so how can you say Krishma Shalamita where you're using it in order to get rid of the Mazikim? Also, the Sirapas of the Torah, you can't use, you're not allowed to use the Segula of Torah. You can learn Torah and the Segulas will come, but you can't use it for this sole purpose. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, it doesn't matter. Why? Because since most times we say Krishma for the mitzvah, so it's not recognizable that you're doing it for that, so that's why it's okay. It's not because you don't. So it sounds very much again like Rabbeinu Yonah is learning that it's only solely only pashut for mazikim. So in other words, it seems there's two mahalchim of it. Is it Torah which brings mazikim, or is it mazikim? Says the Magen Avraham. Coming back now to the Magen Avraham, we know when you say amapel, it's another whole rate, it's different whole shayla. When you say amapel, you shouldn't be mafsik between amapel and going to sleep. Okay. So now something like this: if you're telling me that Krishna Shalamita is Torah because you need to learn, you need to fall asleep with Torah, so how could he put Krishma between Hamapil and falling asleep? It doesn't go there. So that's why the Mechaber writes that you have to first say Krishma. First you have to say Krishma, because Krishma, the Yisoid is the Torah, which we, and then Hamapil, and then you can carry on with all the Psukim as well, by the way. But all the Psukim also only for Mazikim, only to get rid of Mazikim. But you have no rights to put Krishma in between. Because Krishma, the idea of Krishma is because he loves that Machab is known like Rashi. The idea of Krishma is Torah. So it says in Mogna Vron, but from the Ramah it's Mashma that you do Faket. From the Ramah it's Mashma that you first say Amapil and then say Krishma. So he said, according to that, it must be, you can only explain that way, you can only understand that way, only if you hold that it's because of Mazika. Alright? That's the Ramah of Rome. That's how he learns from it. Mishnah Berurah doesn't sound like that there's a reader Machalik is Mechab Ramah, because Mishnah Berurah says that he says that this. Nibanira de la Maisa, Yesnai Godam Kafi Tivoy, Dahainu. Im Tivoy Lehirodim Bamsa Krishma, if he knows he's a very quick sleeper, lucky him. So he knows he'll fall asleep very fast. Better to say first Hamapil, because it seems Hamapil is more important. So maybe Hamapil is more likely he'll be able to catch, but Krishma he might fall asleep. But, and then he'll fall asleep, good, then there's no hefsek, excellent. But if he knows it'll take him time, it'll take until he falls asleep, it takes him long. So maybe try and say Hamapil as close as you can to the end. Now it seems, and therefore say Krishma earlier. It seems from Mr. Brewer, he's not taking on earlier. Mal says for sure, Krishma comes afterwards. No, he doesn't. It seems no, it depends. And really, it sounds like Meikah then you should put really a mapel as close as you can to sleeping, because it sounds like there's no machlokes and everybody is masking over there. First, say Shema, and then you say a mapel, and then you say a mapel. Why? Because it seems that the Shema that you say to Shema is mitoich divriter. Now, there's interesting. There's a few nafkaminas. One nafkaminas is what we just said. Now, if you learn it's as Krish, if you learn it's as Shema as Kriya. So they say it first, don't put in between. And if not, then you can put in, but you should put in between. There's another very, very interesting nafkaminas, another three nafkaminas I found. The Mishnah Berurah, the Mogna Avraham brings that women, they're makavod upon themselves to say Krishna Shalamita. They're makavod. Says the Prima Godim, but this Mogna Avraham says, Meikah din nepatel. Why? Because the mitzvah hasei shaz mangaroma. Right? Because it's only at night. That's when you're interesting. The mitzvah mangaroma, probably it's like Mr. Mangaroma. Says the Prima Godim, by 1 minute. According to what you just said, now that the yesod of Krishma is to learn Torah, so Nashim Apturus. Anyway. They learn Torah, so they should be potter. They should be potter from Krishma. I mean, to make adin. Of course, they've put upon themselves yet to do it. Another nafkamina, an interesting nafkamina. The Mechaba brings it ready here. Why don't we make a bracha on Krishma? In other words, the bracha, the Krishma that we say Shachris V'Arvis, there's no bracha. Because the Paschim say, because the brachas that we say, the Yoytzor and Amar Barovim, those are. But when you go to sleep, there's no brachas. So you should say, Asher Kishon, Mizrei Zizvonu, Likris Krishma. It's a Dindra Bono. So why didn't he say Krishma? Why didn't he say bracha? Right? So it says Toysvah and Chulin, that you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that's only for Shmira, the Moshel. Toysvah says there, you don't make a bracha on Mayim Achroinim. Why? Because Mayim Achroinim, as we know, is for Melech Zdoimus, it's for Shmira. You don't make a bracha on Shmira. And since Krishma is for Shmira, you don't make a bracha on that, because it's just for Shmira. So according to Toysvah, yeah, because he learns that it's Shmira. It's just Shmira, it's not Torah got to do with it. It's just Shmira, so why should you make a bracha? It's not important enough, so to speak, to make a bracha. And now they're just enough coming up. Flat a derech, Shmir. Top, okay, yafe, the mashwa chazol. No, anachnu po medabrim, asher kidishanu, mitzvah isa vitzivonu. To make asher kidishanu. Another nafke mina is to say Krishma Shalamita, Leila Seda. So there are more paskins there, that Krishma Shalamita, Leila Seda, you say Krishma, of course, but you don't say the psukim of Shmira. So you just, if you learn it's just Shmira, so it's part of the Pesukim, so you shouldn't have to say Krishma either. But the more the Paskins, there are more Paskins there, that later say that we do say Krishma. Why? Because Krishma, it seems clear that the Vav of this Krishma, not the map of the Vav, Krishma is for Shmira.
Amen.